Greetings and welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, we're getting ready to go live on Goddess Talk. Greetings and welcome all of our beautiful gods and goddesses out there. We are on Facebook Live. There are so many lives, I don't know what to
live
do.
Everywhere.
Give us a moment. Live, Maid Minx, Anna Suara, Leia Esplana. And let's go. I can't see the screen. Sorry, we're rushing.
This is our first time going live in like four different
avenues.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we've got three Facebook Lives. We're going up. And tonight is our talk about Saraswati and our Goddess Box.
Yeah, so what is Goddess Talk? So Goddess Talk is a spiritual radio show encouraging women to find their empowerment by unleashing and embracing their inner goddess. And what does that mean to live the lifestyle of a goddess? There's three things that it encompasses. One, empowerment, knowing that you have the unlimited capacity to create whatever reality you desire. And the second thing is love. So fully embracing all aspects of yourself and celebrating its beauty and uniqueness. And then there's connection, cultivating a deep relationship with your divine femininity, and then channeling that goddess energy to others around you. And for my goddesses on Breathe and Believe, we are live on the air on the Spiritual Radio Network right now, as well as Facebook. So, hi!
Yes.
Hello,
everybody.
Hello to everyone.
Anna Suara, Maiden Minx, the alchemist, hedge witch, and intuitive medium psychic healer.
Yes.
So, here we all are.
Yes.
She's Jackie of all trades.
And don't mind me if I'm not looking at the camera, guys. I'm working the switchboard.
Oh, and we're over there, too.
Yeah.
Hi!
But you can only see me from my end, from my phone. Melinda says hi, everybody.
Hi, Melinda.
She is a fellow goddess sister that I met when I trained in Scottsdale for my goddess yoga certification. Thanks for watching.
Yes, everybody. This is going to be a regular occurrence here with Goddess Talk that we're going to go live. So that people can see us and get to know us.
So tonight we're going to be talking about the August Goddess Box subscription featuring the goddess Saraswati.
Mm-hmm.
So I know several of my close girlfriends have, they got their goddess box and they posted it on Breathe and Believe said that they loved it. And so that was really exciting. And I think we got another email.
Nope, it was a letter.
Oh, okay.
From Michelle in Miami, Florida.
Hi, Michelle. If you're listening.
Yes, she is. It says, "Hi, goddesses. I want to thank you so much for creating the Goddess Box. I lost myself after a recent breakup of 2 years. I had lost all my inspiration and didn't know where to turn. My friend told me about the Goddess Talk and the Goddess Box.
Yay!
And encouraged me to subscribe, so I looked it up and found it online on My Goddess Living and decided to subscribe. I received my box and have been utilizing my tools and have been finding more and more inspiration as the days go on. I'm looking forward to so many more future endeavors and inspiration. Thank you again so much. Much love, Michelle."
That was amazing.
Yay.
I love that.
Yeah.
So that makes me happy that she found inspiration in like her way again through.
Yeah. It's nice to find your way when it's in darker times and when you lose hope, you don't know if there's hope and you can find that inspiration again. It's a beautiful thing.
Yay.
Yeah, bringing us back to spirit, bringing us back to utilizing Saraswati.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So before we get into it, what happened this week?
You know, we experienced the manifestation magical vortex.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And from that, I had divine inspiration and using Saraswati as well for my new goddess lifestyle concept. So that was really fun. I haven't officially launched it yet, but I will give you guys more info as that time comes closer.
It's in the works.
It's
on
the
lookout.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff. So stay tuned. We are going to be launching a couple new shows going out. It's going to be really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Yay. What else happened?
We have moon stuff coming up.
Yes, we have.
I'm sure everybody's been hearing. The solar eclipse is coming. I was like, what?
Yeah, solar eclipse is coming. Countdown, T-minus a week. It's going to go on Monday. It's going to start, depending on where you're at, you're going to be able to see it all the way from Oregon or West Coast to the East Coast. Charleston, South Carolina is going to be the best place to see it near us. I'm still torn on if I'm going out there to catch it. I would really love to tap into that energy and see the Angel Oak Tree.
Ooh, that sounds
right
amazing.
In the path of it, so that's a beautiful thing. Just trying to figure out if I'm going to do that or not. But it's a beautiful thing to go out and try to see. I know there's a lot of talk about these special glasses that are sold out everywhere.
You know what? My bank has them. Would you want me to get you one? I think.
That might be wise.
I've been trying to get
X-ray film.
Walmart has.
A photographer, we had a partial solar eclipse at a sunrise a couple of years back that I was able to get a little glimpse of and a couple pictures of. But he actually had a sheet of X-ray film and for his lens of his camera, and he actually gave me a piece, and now I can't find it. So I'm like, I need to find that. Or I may be saying, Lane, can I get a
pair? Chad's supposed to be getting us a pair, but I've got to work. So, I mean, I'll just let you have mine. So no big deal.
Now, with the solar eclipse, you are going to be able to tap into kind of a full moon energy as well as a new moon energy. It's a great time and pretty much a powerhouse of energy to release what you need to release, to let go of those things, and then empower yourself and embrace who you want to be and start that new beginning. Because technically a new moon is for new beginnings, but in some studies I've seen it's, or beliefs I've seen, we'll say, people do believe that it's a year in a day.
Yeah.
And so it's a good time to not only release like you would for a full moon, release in gratitude and let it go.
But ask for something as well.
But also empower yourself and manifest.
Gotcha.
And that double.
Ooh. Did you hear that, ladies, on Breathe and Believe? So you can actually
do your release ceremony.
Do your release ceremony and your manifestation ceremony
under this
solar eclipse on the 21st.
You start right before it starts with your release. And then as you go through your release and take your time, meditate on each one. As my guru says, you know, make sure you really connect to what you want to release and really focus in on it and then let it go.
The good way is to, like, journal it down, too.
Yes.
Journal it down, ladies, what you want to release and what you want to manifest. So, that's perfect. Yeah, those, like, two of my rituals all wrapped in one.
So that's one of my hindrances of whether I want to go to South Carolina and see it or if I want to stay here and be in all that magic. So I may be taking my altar with me to South Carolina. So.
And if you guys are watching live through social media, we're going to be showing you this amazing goddess altar that we have set up. So if you have a box and from us and you're not quite sure like how to set it up or whatever, we're going to be showing you how that looks like.
A little demo.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Anaswara, what do you have going on?
Well, on this Saturday, we are all going to be in Oak Island. So if you want to come out to a Secret of Manifesting course that I'm going to be teaching at Hearts and Soul,
which is the best time to take it because new moon manifestation Monday.
Yes.
So you're going to be fresh off of this manifestation course and you're going to be able to accomplish anything.
Absolutely. So you get to meet us if you haven't met us. Or you get to see us as a threesome here.
Threesome.
Everybody's
sorry.
So this coming Saturday between 4 and it starts at 4, ends at 8. So it is a 4-hour manifestation course. I'm going to help you break down all the blockages. I'm going to help you set it up so that you know what you want to manifest. We're going to get the clarity of there. We're going to use some theta healing to move those blockages. And it's at Hearts and Soul. 200 crunchy.
It's probably
because
we ate all them chips.
Yes. Hearts and Souls, 200 Old Country Club Road in Oak Island. I am me if you're still in, if you're interested and you need directions how to get down there. I'm not taking reservations, so it's coming through the door.
Walk in.
And it's only $35.
And you're getting so much like knowledge and information.
Yeah, 4 hours.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Manifestation magic.
Hey, so Melinda was just telling us when we were talking about the release and then the release and manifestation. She says, "Yes, I needed to hear this. Definitely with retrograde going on, this is helpful."
Yes.
So yay!
So come on down and
one day you should come with me this Saturday.
Yeah, everybody should come on down. At least it helps you. It helps direct you, and it's a tool that you can take and use for every new moon.
Yep.
As you're manifesting.
Yeah.
And you get to change things around, and you know, and move things, and you'll understand how to do it all, and I'll give you all the secrets there. So. That's what I've got going on this week.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. And, you know, I've never been to Oak Island, so that'll be...
We'll see.
It'll be an adventure.
It will be.
Road trip.
Okay, Melinda's coming. She said, okay, it's a
date. Woo!
Yay! Yeah, girl. Got my pen. We ready to do this.
I'll have everything ready for everybody, so we'll be down there. And like I said, you get to meet us. And that's always a good thing, too.
Awesome. Yeah.
Your pen. Okay, so let's start talking about our beautiful goddess boxes.
Okay.
Our idea around them and what we're doing and how they're going to differ from month to month.
Do you want me to give a visual?
You can. You can.
All right, Breathe and Believe goddesses, I'm about to show you our box. Hold on. Let's see. So this is our goddess altar featuring Sarah Slotty. We've got the bath scrub, goddess bath scrub salt, and the meditation oil, and the incense, and there's Sarah Slotty herself, and our candle, and then our crystal. Beautiful.
Yes, mm-hmm. And everybody who's on this camera over here, it's right down here, down below.
Hi, I'm back.
So you can see our little altar down there. And everybody who's on my phone, it's at the lower, probably about center over there. Hi, talking to you. So you get to see that. So what are we doing with them? Why do we need them?
Well, you know, it's imperative. I have to use them on a daily basis. I mean, me coming up with these different ideas, I can't even take credit for 100% because I've called upon Goddess Saraswati to help get that creativity flowing through me to, you know, come up with all these different ideas that I've come up with.
Right. So Saraswati is the goddess of knowledge. In Hindu tradition, when she is honored with a puja, which is a sacred ceremony, it is traditional that students will put their books, their musical instruments, whatever, upon the altar, and it's to use her energy to provide us with the knowledge to help us to learn. So medical students will do it. Anybody who's in school will put their books up just so that they can get the knowledge. It's really utilizing the energy. Mm-hmm. So when we have the vision of Saraswati, there is no wrong way to do a ceremony. We're going to walk you through basically how to set up your altar and then to meditate in front of it.
Yeah.
Remember, intention is a big key to it.
It's the intention. You go in, if you are learning a musical instrument or you want to learn more, put that instrument up with you and let the prasad is actually what it is the gifts that the god gives us back, which would be the knowledge to understand and to learn how to use those instruments,
mm-hmm.
how to study harder or to bestow us with the divine energy of the knowledge that we want.
Wasn't Saraswati like a virgin too?
No, she was married to Brahma.
Oh, I thought like he wanted her and she was like, hell no. I thought I read that somewhere, but I could totally be wrong.
No, you can read them the story. That's the first page here.
So that's Saraswati and Brahma. Okay. So in Hindu mythology, Saraswati is the wife of the great god Brahma. So, however, according to some traditions, she was first the wife of Vishnu. So that was, that's one of the three main gods, right?
So we've got Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma.
Brahma, okay. The latter, though, already had his hands full with two other wives, so he gave Saraswati to Brahma. Oh, that was really nice of him. I have too many. You take one. Like, who would even have three wives? Like, I told Chad, like, I'm like, don't you cheat on me? He was like, really? I can't even barely handle you. just kidding. Okay, so...
She loves you, Chad. Yeah, she loves
you. I love you, Chad. I'll kill you. Okay, although one of the most important Hindu gods, Brahma is rarely actively worshipped. So in mythology, this is explained as a result of a curse from Saraswati. The curse was actually brought on about through a misunderstanding. So maybe someone should have called the communication gods to come help out.
Exactly. They should have. Agreed.
So one day when awaiting his wife to begin an important religious ceremony and it was unable to start the ritual punctually, Brahma asked the gods' advice and they responded by creating a new wife for him.
Gayatri.
Gayatri. That was kind of hard to say.
I know.
So that the ceremony could go ahead at the precise time. However, when Saraswati eventually turned up, she was not pleased to see her husband with another woman, and so cursed Brahma never to be worshipped by humanity, but he is worshipped in some parts of Southeast Asia.
Yeah, so some Hindus believe that all creatures were born from the union of Brahma and Saraswati, starting with Manu, the first man. Now, that's the earlier stories. As you go on, Saraswati was the one that came down and taught all the kids the alphabet, taught them how to read, taught them how to write. So that's why we honor her as the goddess of knowledge. Okay. Saraswati Devi now nourishes people from the unseen realms. She helps with music. She's passionate about the arts.
Mm-hmm.
She
wisdom.
Wisdom.
She's like the muse of the Hindu religion.
Yeah. So now, what we had done when we had first decided we were doing the boxes was I had Leia pick from the
Doreen Virtue's oracle card.
She held the cards and she says, okay, so which one should we run for August? And she pulled out
Saraswati. Yes.
So that's why we're starting. And then she's done that for actually the entire year. So we are already set up to go with our next goddess. And
we've already invoked our intentions for each of the featured goddesses that we're going to be presenting.
Right. So we're, as we speak, we're getting the next month together, which is...
You guys, the next month's box is amazing. I've already... Yamanya, look how beautiful this is. Surrender, ask for assistance, which is really amazing because I'm always type A control... Wanting to do everything myself, delegating.
But this is what the next card is going to look like. This is just a print off that I had done. And we each contributed to the box. So we've got the bracelets and
affirmation bracelets.
Affirmation bracelets and the goddess picked by Leia.
Mm-hmm.
We have the salt scrub and the oil by Maiden Minx. And I was the one that designed the cards. I researched the crystals for you and the candles, and the incense. So all of that combined is how we're presenting our goddess box.
Yes. So there's lots of powerful energy that's in your box when you receive them.
Yes. And I've broken down one here so we can make sure we got everything in there.
Hey,
and
so my phone's on like 4%.
Okay.
Breathe and believe. Hold on.
Hold on.
We need to get a charger because I'm about to die on you guys.
Wah, wah, wah.
I know. No. Sorry.
Perfect.
Hold it.
So I can hold the thing over. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Technical difficulties right now.
This is what you get with a live.
Here we go. Yes, it does. It fits. Oh, my God. I'm really taking it there. Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
There we go.
Do you want that? Oh, sweet. No, that's good. That's good.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Hi, Nikki. I just want to say hey while we're on a break.
So the symbolism of Saraswati, back to our box, is with her two hands, Saraswati plays the music of love. and life on a string instrument called the vina. She is dressed in white, the symbol of purity, and rides on a white swan, symbolizing Swada, guna, purity and discrimination. Saraswati is also a prominent figure in Buddhist iconology, the consort of Maharishi, and her personal mantra, which you can choose to use with, we have a mantra on the back. What did I have on
The mantra is, Om, goddess of knowledge, bestow your knowledge upon me. Om, how do you say that?
Aim.
Om Aim Hrim Klim Maha Saraswati
Devaye
Namaha. That was a whole freaking mouthful.
Yes. The short condensed version is Om Aim Saraswati Namaha.
Okay. Did you ladies get that on goddess? On the goddess Saraswati? I'm just going to say, Om, goddess of knowledge, bestow your knowledge upon me.
Right. On the back of the card, it's in English and in Sanskrit, or in Hindu, rather, the translation. So we've got the goddess that we want to set up. I put her in a frame. Her favorite color is pink and white. So I put a flower next to her. I also put the plant next to her. You can do your altar however you wish. You don't need a frame. I just put her in a frame. The candle represents light.
Light. Candle. Should we light it? Oh, here we go. It represents light.
Yeah. Okay. Wah, wah, wah.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Where there is light, darkness cannot exist.
Mm.
Okay. Your inner balance candle, which is the
candle, which is right here, I just showed. Right.
It's honey and honeysuckle.
Okay.
It comes with a little description card or a little affirmation card with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read that.
So the affirmation for the candle is, I go deep within to seek the answers that solve my problems. I awaken with renewed direction. I really like that. Sometimes we don't have to ask a million people what the answer is. It's already within us. So when you're meditating and you're, asking for the direction of Saraswati or the guidance, the answers that you need is going to surface within you.
Right.
So
The blue calcite stone, which you can pull that too.
Sorry.
That's okay.
They're going to fire me. Here we go.
The blue calcite stone is a stone especially calming and soothing. It is actually called the student stone because it helps with retaining lessons learned and amplifies learning. So very fitting for Saraswati.
Yeah, I'm always like needing help learning.
Jasmine incense. Incense is used not only to purify and clean the air, but when you're in meditation, it brings you to presence. So if you're sitting there and your mind starts to wander, take a whiff, smell what's around you, and it brings you back into present and into center so that you can be more aware of what's going on and be aware of your thoughts as well. Oh, that may lay back too much. And you can actually go back to now Monica because she's
talking
about the oil.
My. Monica on the screen. Hello, everybody. Okay, so.
I have an audience.
Yes, I have an audience. All right, so right here we have the Mating Minx Saraswati Meditation Oil. It has five different oils in it. And what you're going to do with this is you will warm it up. You're going to rub it in your hands. Warm it up, get it all infused with your energy, per se.
Mm-hmm.
You can anoint your wrists.
Mm-hmm.
You can anoint behind your ears because those are your most tender areas. So that's going to infuse into your skin and into your system the most quickly to get that intention. And when you smell it, it will help bring you and empower you with Saraswati's energy.
It smells really good, guys.
And it is made of?
It has pink lotus, blue lotus, because we didn't have white lotus. Here, and it's actually a very it's a rare type of oil. It's one of those really like very hard to find, have to find this way, find that way. We thought they had it, and then they wound up not having it. So we blended the two, the Pink Lotus, because it is a favorite of Saraswati's, and Blue Lotus, because it's actually for knowledge. So we kind of tweaked it and made it our own. Mm. We also have some Blue Musk in there.
That's on the cards.
Yeah, now I'm going back to Goddess Salt Scrub.
Oh, I can't wait till we talk about the salt scrub. I love that.
Yes.
Okay.
And then rosemary and clove, which are also, they are assist with intelligence. They assist with learning. They assist with focus and making sure that you are not so scatterbrained, for lack of a better term, or flighty. It'll help bring you back into the focus on what your intention is.
Oh, I need like all of that poured all over me, because I, you know, I always break off in tangents. Like, what is that a sign of? Is that a sign of unintelligence?
No.
Because I swear, I thought I heard something where it was like, you know, when you're speaking and you can't like actually complete the story that you're talking about and you start breaking off into tangents, it's like a sign of unintelligence. So that's not a thing?
No. In fact, it's probably more intelligent than
unintelligent. It's because I have a lot to talk about or think about. I don't know.
You also want to shake that.
That's all.
You also want to shake the oil really, really well after you warm it up. Because
in case you guys didn't see it, this is what it is right here. It's a little vial.
Yeah.
Hi. And actually, a little goes a long way.
Yes, and it is a blend.
Nikki, so glad you're finding this super interesting.
It has the essential oils in it that have the essential oils are heavier than the carrier oil. So you'll want to warm it up in your hands and shake it up real well, and then you'll see the orange disperse. Yes.
The pink at the bottom is the Pink Lotus, and if you notice, there is a little bit there.
Ooh.
It is a very, very heavy oil. It's a very thick.
So that's
oil.
Why you have to shake it.
That's why you have to shake it, and you have to warm it up and get it, kind of get it going. And you'll see it kind of float around and loosen up, per se. I guess you can say it's a good word to use.
Yeah, I think it's a good word.
And then there's the salt scrub.
Ooh,
which,
look at the salt scrub.
See you guys up there. It's a little jar.
And
this is
one of my favorites. I tingle every time I use it, or after I get done using it.
I actually do the same.
Perfect. Twinsies.
Yes. It has a blend of orange or sweet orange oil, peppermint oil, ocean oil, and a musk oil, and as well as it has the actual herbs in it as well. It has orange peel, peppermint in the jar itself. And if I don't know if you guys can see here, but you'll see little beadlets of orange and green, and
ooh,
that's the actual herbs in the jar. Okay.
Now, what does this salt scrub do, and how do we use it?
Well, there's a couple different ways you can use the salt scrub.
Goddess baths.
Yes, there's the ultimate goddess bath experience. You put it in your bathtub. Take a shower first, get your body clean, and then you put it in the bath with you when you're done, and just put on some light music, some meditation music, and just really infuse and invoke your own inner goddess. That's what this blend is for.
Okay, I had someone ask me, do they just sprinkle it in the water, or do they physically like scrub themselves and then let it soak?
That's the beauty of it. There's no wrong way to do it.
See, there's no wrong or right way, guys. So whatever feels good to you, just do it.
I'm 6 foot, so I haven't been able to fit into a bathtub in quite a long time. And I was actually speaking to Anasora. I said, I really want to be able to use my salt scrub, but I don't know how to do it. So I asked her some divine inspiration, and utilizing kind of a bag like this that you got your crystal in, okay, I decided I was going to have a goddess bath on the full moon. And I put some of my salt scrub in a bag like this, and I just wet it a little, and then I rubbed it all over my skin.
Oh.
So I had a goddess shower.
You know, one of the girls in Breathe and Believe was talking about you can actually, like, take a bag like this and hang it up on the, like, the spout.
Yes.
And the steam from the shower, like,
melts it.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it smells really good. That's from Ruthie Bowl. She suggested that to me.
The one thing I will say is that in a bag like this, it's very thin, so it will dissolve very quickly.
Okay.
So what you want to do is probably a couple layers of
cheesecloth
or a cotton bag, something of that nature, something to keep it to where it'll maintain some of that length of time that you can really utilize it.
Nikki said, ooh, that has to smell amazing.
Nikki, it really, really does. Like, I wish that you could smell through the
screen right now. It smells so good.
It's probably my favorite fragrance. I actually make a perfume oil for it just because you always want to try to bring out your own inner goddess. And when you're having those tough days of road rage or people that don't know how to drive even a shopping cart in the grocery store, or, you know, just people with that don't say what they, you know, they are kind of just very free to say what they want to do, even though it's hurtful to some people, or if you're having a bad day at work or anything like that, this really invokes that inner goddess of bringing you back to center and knowing that you are a strong person, you are a strong individual. You can do whatever you need to do, and it's a beautiful thing. It makes me smile. It makes me think of the beach.
It takes it takes 20 minutes for essential oils to enter our limbic system. Mm. So once you put on oil, once you put get into your bath and you're sitting there and you're soaking up, remember it's 20 minutes. So at least stay in the bath for 20 minutes or have
a
shower.
And don't rub
don't
it dry.
Don't
you
rub it
off. Drip dry.
Do not dry it off. Put on a house dress or a big T-shirt or something like that. Bathrobe works fine, but don't dry off. You want to let those oils and herbs get into your skin.
And the salt scrub is going to be the consistent thing in the box.
Yes.
because we're wanting to have you invoke your inner goddess. Mm-hmm. And the way that you do that is consistently using it. Now, once again, you have a sample size in there. If you wanted something bigger, you wanted to order a bigger jar, you'd contact us and we would be able to, you know, give you prices on bigger jars. Mm-hmm. And Monica is, I'm sorry, Maiden Minx, Monica is working
on. I go by many different names.
Maiden Minx is working on different flavors for different purposes.
Mm-hmm. I'll just let you ladies know because that time of year is coming. We all know what that time of year is, right?
Christmas?
No.
Halloween?
No. Right. Yes.
Woo!
What's that favorite scent that everybody loves to eat?
Candy corn.
No. Pumpkin spice.
Oh, I'm not your basic white girl.
No, I have a favorite candy corn too, but everybody.
I don't like pumpkin spice.
Hey, so Nikki's asking, enhancing a calm, basically. Yes, it's exactly what it does. But when you get up out of the bath, it's going to feel like tingling sensation all over the body.
Yes. Yeah.
She said pumpkin, ew, girl, I feel you. I'm right there with you.
Me too.
They have rose for these ladies.
Yes.
They love their rose.
Maiden Minx had made me a special jar of rose because I was talking about rose. And yes, rose is about heart chakra and it is about love, but I love this old timey, and I call it old lady rose smell.
Well, rose reminds me of Alma.
Okay. Well, see, reminds you of Alma. And she made it into a sugar scrub instead of a salt scrub.
Ooh.
And she has cut up rose petals in it.
Oh.
So, and it smells so great. And when I just need that extra oomph, you know, I just go in there and I do my shoulders and my elbows and I get all that and I just go, and then I get out of the shower and then my son goes, ooh, you smell rosy.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm obsessed with the goddess salt scrub because it's like, I've tried so many different kinds from people, you know, who make them and then, you know, your store-bought, and honestly, Maiden, like nothing comes close in comparison with your goddess scrubs.
And
it's amazing.
Natural.
All natural.
And the salt
and
is different. The salt is actually a Manira dead sea salt. It's supposed to help tremendously with if you are prone to psoriasis or other skin conditions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very good salt for that.
Also with arthritis if you're in the bath.
Yes.
You got a whole bunch of hearts flying across the screen. I love it.
Lori Beth says she loves rose. So do we. We're, you know, that's Alma's
signature
scent. And so that's why I'm obsessed with Alma oil.
Well, I know we have an Aphrodite box, which Aphrodite is love. So that will showcase the rose.
Okay, we'll do rose for that.
Hey, so Nikki says, I definitely know what I want for my clean date birthday. Oh, yay. Girl, we got you. Just let us know.
Okay, so setting up your altar.
Ooh, setting up the altar. Okay, so I'm going to... So Saraswati loves the color pink. You don't have to like have pink flowers, but anything pink will do. So you're going to
scarf,
pink lipstick. Ooh.
pink cloth. And I'm going to take you guys down just so that you can see.
Yeah.
Our altar.
as everything falls. Sorry, shaky here.
Yeah, and I've already showed you guys the Saraswati altar. So we're just picking up another camera to show those that are on the blog talk.
Yeah,
oh, Andrea said she loves Rose, her new obsession. Girl, me too, twinsies. Whoop.
I'm going to put you guys back.
I must admit, Rose is a very popular flavor. Everybody loves
it. It's just
so
very feminine. When you think of like glamour and just sensuality, it's like old Hollywood.
Yes, I love old Hollywood is a great way to put that.
Yeah, that's what I think of Rose. So, pick anything that is pink, and then what you're going to do is place her picture in the center and surround her with the blue candle and light it, okay? So then you're going to light the incense that you placed in front of her and then hold your stone, which is the blue calcite, and then shake your oil, anoint your pulse points of your ears, temples, third eye, and wrist. Warm it up, shake it, and then put it on the sensitive points with the Made in Meek Saraswati Goddess Oil. And then you're gonna place the affirmation bracelet on your wrist, and then take some time with your eyes closed in front of your goddess altar. And then you're going to, after you have a moment of quietness, you're going to chant the affirmation or mantra and request Goddess Saraswati to bestow you with the knowledge that you are requesting. So, you know, the mantra, Om Goddess of Knowledge, bestow your knowledge upon me. And when I'm saying a mantra, like I repeat it several times over and over just to, feel that energy like coming all around you and over you.
The repetition helps to bring that energy.
Yeah.
It puts it out there to the universe that much stronger.
And the affirmation, all my problems are possibilities and opportunities. And that's really beautiful. So just really shifting the mindset of, you know, of like, oh, this is such a huge problem. Instead, look at it like, okay, what am I supposed to learn through this situation?
Positive outlook.
And Nikki asked, is there anything for healing with the Saraswati box?
So the whole thing is healing.
So when you're doing this ritual, Nikki, you're going to get that healing feeling and all that. So yes, this box is perfect for healing, and actually all the boxes are. So
they all heal in different aspects.
Aspects, exactly. So before completing your meditation, you're going to blow out the candle, and you're going to want to gaze at her picture for a little bit, and then send her love, and she will return it to you. So always just offer gratitude for the work that she's doing, like through you. And she'll send it right back.
Yeah, and you don't need to do this for any more than 5 minutes a day. So you'll have the candle. The candle will last. Once again, should you need more candles, you can definitely order them through us. Contact us, and we'll get you more candles. More incense. The incense currently is on back order at the moment. So I have no more of the
jasmine,
but I have it coming in. And, you know, with the Goddess Box subscription, every month it's going to be different, but that doesn't mean that you can't go back to Saraswati when you need her. So if you're going through classes or if you're taking tests or whatever, pull out your Saraswati card, put her in. And, I mean, yes, the candles are nice. You don't necessarily have to use this candle. You can use a pink candle. You can use a white candle, but this just comes with the kit. And, you know, go into that and start your learning process and your absorption process.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of 47 months, is it going to be?
Yeah.
You're going to have a full deck of cards that you can just interchange and you can work on or work with whatever goddess you want to.
And something that you taught me was when you're working with the goddess for the month, ask where the goddess is in your body.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's important too, because that's where your signs are going to be.
Yes.
You know, like if you go in your test and all of a sudden your knee starts to feel weird, not hurt, but feel weird, then you know that she's there with you, that energy's there with you, and you can call upon that you know, whenever I have a state insurance license from California, and we have to take our CEs like many nurses and doctors and what have you, lawyers need to take CE credits as well, just to keep up their license. Right before I go to take a test, I'm the type of person that doesn't read the material.
Yeah.
I just go straight to the test. So I go to the test, I go to the first page, I close my eyes, and I ask for my guides, I ask for spirit to be with me, and just to pass me the test. You know, if it's 70 that I need to pass, that's all I'm aiming for. I normally get 85, 90, and then I go through the test and I find that it's much easier. So we can call upon Saraswati and say, give me that knowledge that I need so that I can get this information, or mm-hmm. I can absorb the information
right.
as quickly and as fast as possible.
Yay. I love that. I'm never studying for another test again. That's it.
No,
I'm done.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't do that, kid.
Don't do that.
Just kidding. You know.
Good. But once again, you'll find that your tests come easier. And I know that a friend of ours in California, Wendy, I gave her this trick, and I told her, I said, just stop and ask for help. Allow it to happen. And
your guides want to help.
Your guides want
like
to help.
They're always
you.
Around you, waiting for you to call upon
they
their name.
They want to be put to work.
Right. And they just need to know what to do.
Nikki says, that's awesome. I love the idea of these boxes. Thanks, Nikki. We have one for you. Just let us know when you want it.
Yeah, before they all go. We only have 5 left.
So, yeah, that's pretty much basically it, you know,
so
how to set up the box.
Why do we only have 5 left?
Because
we have a giveaway.
Yes.
Guys, we have a giveaway. I hope y'all are still watching. So what's the game? How do we play?
Okay, so we had asked last time. We had asked last week.
Oh, yes.
To share a post. And we have Crystal.
Yeah.
Crystal, I will contact you. I will IM you. And
Crystal, you won!
You won.
Woo!
To share our Goddess Box picture or Facebook message that we had out there, to share it and share it and share it. And she was the one that shared it the most. So we've got that coming out to you. And we'll
and I think we're going
to
do another one for
Yemenia.
So ladies, goddesses on Breathe and Believe, when I post something, or when Anna Suara or Maiden Meeks post something on in our group about the Goddess Boxes, we want you to share that. If you're personal friends with me on my personal page or with them, if you see us post it, share it. It'll tag us, and when at the end of the month, whoever shares and tags us the most will get a free Goddess Box. So you can check out all the yummy goodies that are in there.
And we still have 5 left. So if you want to subscribe, we have 5 Saraswati boxes left.
5 left, and they look like this.
Yeah,
let me move this out of the way. Yeah. Our Goddess Boxes. So 5 left, ladies.
Yeah, so come and get them. Sign up and subscribe.
Nikki said asking for help can be one of the most difficult things to do. And you know what, Nikki, you're right. But the beautiful thing about our guides and our goddesses is that they want to help. They want a job to do. So if you call upon them, put them to work and start seeing things, start shifting and changing for the better. You'll have clarity, peace, healing, love, all of that.
Yeah. So just as a quick note, with our guides, quick story behind it is that we contract them before we come down into this body. And we basically tell them all that we want to experience and how we want to experience things. So everything that's happening right now is as a result of your choice. Okay. You signed up for this. You were contracted into this. Your guides are there. Basically, like when you go on vacation and you go to a foreign land, you hire a tour guide to take you along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your guides are in spirit form. They're masters. They've been here. They've done it all. Since you've contracted them, they say, okay, we're going to help you along the way. We're going to guide you, spirit guide.
Mm.
So they want to help you. And they stand around screaming at you going, let us help you. The thing is, with free will that gets in this whole big way, is that you have to ask them, and you have to ask them specifically.
Right.
Help me doesn't work, because they stand around going,
well, what
how?
Are we helping you with?
How?
Be specific. And it's okay to be specific.
Because
unlike we're manifesting, if you're too specific, you're kind of boxing in, and the universe can't freely give you what you need. With the guides, you definitely have to be specific in what you're asking for so they can help you and direct you.
Yes. So just ask them, say, I need assistance with this. Show me the way, or whatever it is, or however you want to word it. And then be aware of the signs that are coming in. It's not going to drop from the heavens right in front of you. And if it does, good. Please tell me about it. I want to know how you did it.
I want to know too.
But you could turn on the TV and you could hear something, or you could read something, you know, a passage in a book, or you could flip on your computer and then all of a sudden there's an ad for it. And really start saying yes. Start saying yes to life. Everything that comes in, you're iffy about, you don't know if you should do it or not, just say yes. Try it. You know, and see where it leads you, because it's always going to lead you to a bigger thing, even if it's in a direction that you don't think that you're headed in or that you want to head in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a client, if we go back a couple shows, I kept telling her, I said, just start saying yes. It's going to open bigger opportunities for you. It's going to open the way. Start saying yes. And it took her a year to start saying yes. But when she did, all of a sudden, here's an opportunity and here's an opportunity, because the yes word leaves you open to the availability of new things coming in.
Absolutely.
And when you do that, once again, you have to get down to, you can get down to specifics, you know, the more direction that you want. And that's really, really, really important too. Otherwise, things that you don't necessarily want are coming in your way. And actually, Maiden Minx has had that happen.
Yes.
And I told her, I said, just redirect your question or your statement or whatever it is and be more specific about things.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I love that.
Okay.
Yep. And so, it's okay to be specific.
And it's okay to ask for help.
Yep. It is. Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we got anything else? Anything else we want
any
to mention?
Callers? Any questions?
We do have a caller from area code 631. Let me bring them on
perfect.
The line.
We love callers. If you want to call and ask us a question about pertaining to this goddess box, hit us up at 929-477-2768.
And caller from area code, she just left us.
Never mind.
That's okay. If you call her from area code 631, if you want to call back in, I'll be happy to pick you up. I saw that you had a question and I'd love to answer it for you.
Hey, Nikki says, also letting go of control of will to be able to let the goddesses help isn't something that's easy to do for her. At least it isn't for her. Okay, at least it isn't for me. Surrendering to a higher power has never been easy for me, but this sounds like something I could do now.
Okay, perfect. But
yay,
remember,
breakthrough.
Remember that it's not really even necessarily a higher power. It's a vibration from within you.
It's within you, Nikki.
Yeah, it's within you. So it's not giving up power, releasing power. It's actually taking back your power and saying, this is what I want. How do I get from point A to point B?
Ooh, good words of advice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I hope that helps, Nikki. I hope that helps.
Yes. I mean, if she has a clean birthday coming up, she's taken back a lot of her power.
Yeah.
You've already done that. That should be really, really eye-opening, A, for you, and B, that you know you can do this. And do it. You know, just start saying what it is that you want. How do you want to proceed with your life? And then watch as the opportunities come in.
Oh, and she says, and that's why I think I can do it. Oh, I love that. Yay, Nikki.
Yes.
I love your, you taking back your power like that.
Yes.
It's important for all of us to do that.
Everybody.
We can give away our power too much, and then it's like
yes.
we have nothing for ourselves to, you know, do what we need to do.
Everybody needs to remember that they are connected to the divine. You have
yes.
the divine in you. So all you really have to do is tap into yourself, and you're tapped into them. So that's a big thing too.
And everybody who is on Facebook right now, if you want to go to the Spiritual Radio Network Facebook page and hit like, then you'll be able to get our live feeds, especially Breathe and Believe. People who are with ladies who are with Leia may not be connected with that.
Yeah, so go and like the Spiritual Radio Network page.
And Anaswara and Maiden
Meek.
And
Maiden Meek.
Because what we're going to be doing from now on is we are going to be going live. We may be in different positions. You may get a different background because I'm just trying to set up everything so that everybody can see us. Leia's not going to be with us next week.
No, I've got some things going on.
Yeah.
So these two goddesses are going to be carrying on the show without me.
Yes. She's got some stuff doing, but we're gonna keep trucking forward, and we may have a different title of the show, but it's still all gonna be encompassing. But Goddess Talk will be back exactly the second month or second Monday of every
month. Yeah. You know, Nikki says, I love this. Thanks, y'all.
So, yes.
Yay!
We don't know what we're going to be talking about yet. But
you're very welcome, dear.
We don't know what we're going to be talking about yet, but we'll definitely get that up, and I'll post it on Breathe and Believe, and I'll let everybody know, and you know, you never know, Lamb may call in.
Ooh, yeah, be on your toes. You never know what kind of question I'm going to have.
And what do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, what do you guys want to talk about? Go ahead and comment. You know,
yeah, and if you're
what topics you want to discuss,
and if you're listening to us through Blog Talk, you can go ahead and email. You can email me. It's anaswara@prasadhealing.com. Just click on the prasadhealing.com link. You can email me and or shoot me a Facebook message if you're a Facebook friend. And we want to talk about what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give you the knowledge. We are going to go through what each of us does. We're going to interview each other so you get to hear our specialties as well. But it's important that we talk about what you want to hear.
Yay!
So
we want to connect with you. We want to know what you need help and your guidance, because that's ultimately what this show's for.
Yeah, I mean, we can
empower everybody.
We talk amongst ourselves, but we want to connect with you guys and see what, you know, what areas in your life that, you know,
you need
more guidance in.
And always feel free to call into the show if you do have a question about the topic that we're talking about that night, or something that we've previously talked about, we'll be happy to answer.
Yes.
And we want to have fun on this station, on the Spiritual Radio Network. We want to do readings live on the air.
Live readings, guys.
Live readings. We want to do all kinds of fun stuff. We're just getting everything together as it's all new.
Nikki says physical healing would be an amazing topic, or marriage. All right, we're writing that down, Nikki. We're writing that down. And when we go over those topics, we are going to post it on Breathe and Believe, and that way you know exactly what the topic is for that week.
Yes.
Yay!
All right. Last call for any questions out there. We're hitting the hour mark in about 8 minutes here. Please give us a call at 929-477-2768. Push 1, and I'll be happy to pick you up.
Yeah.
And you can ask your question. If there are no questions out there, we can close the show.
Yeah, Nikki said, sweet.
Sweet. Yay. Yay, good stuff.
Yeah, I love Saraswati, and I'm really excited to discuss Yamanya.
Yeah.
I always have a hard time saying her name because I want to say Yemenima.
Well, actually, originally her name is spelled with a J and not a Y.
Oh, Yemenajima.
No.
Yamanya.
Jemenja.
Yes. There's actually multiple, when you do your research with her, there is so many different spellings for her name, it's unreal. There's at least half a dozen.
Yeah, that's very, that confuses
me.
Closing. Yeah, I'm looking for it. How did you know? That's what I was looking for.
Because I
You Virgo vibe.
Seriously.
Here.
I got it. Here we go.
I'll take this.
All right. Well, thank you all on Breathe and Believe for watching us live. Breathe and Believe is a private community on Facebook. And for all of you who are listening through Blog Talk, or on Anna Suarez's phone. Hi. request to join. Like there's so many beautiful, strong, empowered goddesses on there that you know, have lots of information and knowledge to share. We're always sharing different things. So if you want to be a part of an empowering community, request to join Breathe and Believe. And then we have Anna Suarez's private page, Prasad Healing.
No, it's Anaswara Erica.
Anaswara Erica.
Then there's the radio, Spiritual Radio Network.
Okay.
And then there's Prasad Healing, but it's best to IM me or message me over on
Anaswara Erica. And then we have Made in Meeks.
Yeah. There is a Made in Meeks Facebook page. It does primarily right now have photography on it because that's where I'm getting in touch with nature. I love to capture those
the
moments.
Shamanism.
Yes. So that's what you're going to see when you go on that page. But that is actually me.
Okay.
And more of the product line. I've gotten more products up. So now it's getting those pictures done and putting that up.
So if you want like more of the goddess salt scrubs or the goddess meditation oil, you can directly contact Maiden Minx on her page and get that. Or if you need more crystals, incense, candles, contacts, and a swara for those items. And she's got a whole bunch of mala beads, like all kinds of really cool stuff. And if you want to subscribe to the monthly goddess box, go on mygoddessliving.com, scroll down and hit the subscription box option. And it's very easy to fill out the information. And we send out the goddess boxes the first of every month. So you should be getting it by the end of the week or the beginning of the second week, because then we're going to talk about that goddess box of the month, the second Monday of the month. So you'll be catching us live again.
And I will post the manifesting, the secrets of manifesting on Breathe and Believe. So ladies over there.
Perfect. Yeah. So be on the lookout for those.
Yes.
And okay. Nikki said, thank you for going live. Thanks for all your
input, Nikki.
Yeah. Anything else, ladies?
I think we're good.
Okay, well, you remember, everyone, a goddess is a woman who is in the process of learning to know, accept, and love herself on all levels, mind, body, and spirit.
A woman who, because she focuses on personal growth and self-awareness, experiences a life increasingly filled with peace, love, and joy.
A woman that understands she has the unlimited capacity to make her life anything she wants.
A woman who is inspired to give to those around her a sense of gratitude and abundance. And remember, ladies, the goddess in me honors the goddess in each and every one of you.
Yay.
Good night, ladies.
Night.
Good night.
All right. We're still live over there.
Yeah, we're still live over there. We're running around.